This is our second to last year on Borer. Tomorrow we'll deal with Borer that is not with regards to the Ochel, but to silverware and clothing and different things like that, and books. So today we'll deal with a little bit of the Lamaisa from what we've been discussing for the past couple days. So I wanted to discuss a few issues here. First issue is in terms of washing fruit. Are you allowed to wash fruit on Shabbos? So there are different types of different scenarios. The first scenario is what happens if you're just washing fruit because of the pesticides, and you're just washing it, not because there's any physical dirt that you see on it, but it's just because of the pesticides, so you want to wash the dirt. So the Shevet Levi and the Shmir Shabbos, I think quoting from Shlomo Zalman, they're makel with regards to this. This is found in the Shmir Shabbos in Gimel Ha'aron in Vav. He says it's pashut, it's mutter, quoting from Shlomo Zalman, because it's not be'en. She'ein avak v'chomer harisus be'en. Anything which is that you can't see with the naked eye, so then it's not going to be viewed as boer. We don't view that as two different entities. And so therefore there's no problem with regards to the pesticides. The next case they have to deal with is, let's say there's actual dirt on the fruit. So you're allowed to wash off the dirt from the fruit. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses a case of here in Ches, of Karshinim. It says, Ein shoronis ha-karshinim, you can't soak Karshinim. It's also important to point out that we're dealing here with soaking. We'll see from Moshe that he distinguishes between soaking it in water as opposed to just having water go onto it, that it goes from the sink. There's an iser borer to put these karshinim, which is some sort of animal food, into the water in order to separate the psolos from the ochel. So the Mishnah Berurah in Chavtes says, "Hu macha behema v'uhadin tapuchei adama v'choki agabna lo yitin aleim mayim kidei lahasir avak ve'ofer me'aleim." Says the same thing is true with regards to potatoes. With regards to potatoes, you're not allowed to put that in water in order to remove the dirt. So it seems from the Mishnah Berurah that we should be machmir with regards to this, and that you cannot wash fruit if there's dirt on that fruit. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says.
But that's soaking, not...
That's soaking, yeah. That's in terms of soaking, yeah. Actually, the language of the Mishnah Berurah isn't clear. The Shulchan Aruch is dealing with soaking. He says, Ke'yavna lo yitin aleim mayim. Can't put mayim on them. Mishnah Berurah. The Lashon of Mishnah Berurah is lo yitin aleim mayim. So I'm not sure if he's just referring to back to the case of the Shulchan Aruch, or he's saying even with regards to washing it, that the water goes onto it. I'm not sure in terms of that. So from the Mishnah Berurah, it seems like you should be machmir. And the Chazon Ish and Rav Karelitz also seem to be machmir based on this Mishnah Berurah. And we'll see that there are others that are mekel. The first one is this Moshe that I quoted for you in Aleph Kuf Chaf Hey. I'm not sure if this is the first Rav Moshe that we're doing. I don't think it is. That's not from Rabbi Eider. I think we had one other one. Rabbi Eider, all the other tshuvas that we had from Rav Moshe was from Rabbi Eider. One of his Talmidim.
Oh, it says
somebody else, yeah.
You stopped at Rabbi Eider because this is somebody else?
No. We've been getting it all from one tshuva until now. There's a chilek dalet, ayin dalet.
Oh.
Rabbi Eider just asked him a ton of shilas. No. Rabbi Eider is the one that's asking it, and he answered it. So those are the shoes that we've been dealing with until now. He asked him a lot of shilas, so Rav Moshe gave him like one line answers or five line answers. So they're very short. So over here, he's discussing this in Divrei Masel Beperes Meluch Lachin. So he seems to give you three different svaras as to why one can be mekel through the tshuva. He first discusses the fact that it's a peel. That if you have dirt on fruit, so then it should be mutter against the Mishnah Berurah because it's like a peel. Once the peel, so then you still have to do it la'alter, but there's no problem with psolos mitoch ochel because there's no other way to eat it. And then he quotes the din of a peel, that it's mutter lechol la'alter based on that din of mutter likwaf shomim b'tzalim. Then he goes on to say, well, it also depends on what the metzias is. If Rov Bnei Adam would eat this with this dirt, with this small piece of dirt on it, so then you have another heter, which is with the heter that we discussed yesterday, that it's all viewed as one min. If Rov Bnei Adam would eat it as such. It's important to note that here we're dealing with solids. We're not dealing here with liquids, but we're dealing with solids. But I think the point is that it's a form of appeal which people, Rov Bnei Adam, would eat, so then it falls into that category of, that first category that we dealt with yesterday, of an edible peel. So if you have this, which is on top of the fruit, so then it's possibly, it could be viewed as an edible peel. So then perhaps it's viewed as an edible peel, or you could say that, since we're dealing with, Rav Moshe holds that when we're dealing with solids, even with regards to solids, if it's mixed together, and people would eat it as such, Rov Bnei Adam would eat it as such, so then it's viewed as one min. If you recall from yesterday, we said that peels might be different than the case of two different solids is because it's like naturally made together. But in this case, where you just have dirt there, so it's not natural, so maybe it could be mechalik. But he says that it depends on the metzias. He says with regards to the potatoes, he says most people will not eat it as such. You remove the dirt. So it all depends on the metzias of the case at hand. So depending on the fruit, if you have an apple which has some dirt on it, but most people would eat it, it's a very small amount, so then you could view it as one min. The difference between viewing it as a heter of one min versus a heter of just a peel is whether you could do it lachar's man, whether you're allowed to do it for the future. Not just for right now, but for the future. Because if it's based on a peel, so then that solves the problem of psos mitol chochal, but you still have to have the other heterim of biyad and miyad, min la'altar. But if you say that it's all one min, so then there's just the whole concept of borer is in shayach here. Because it's all one min, so then it would be mutter even lachar's man. So that's what he discusses in his first paragraph. And then in his second paragraph here, Divrei Maaseh of Ksas HaYanira, so he comes up with this chiddush, which is not just the chiddush that he comes up with. We'll see that Rav Shlomo Zalman also has this idea. And he says that this isn't even borer. This is not called borer, this is called rechitza. If you put it under the sink, nobody would view this. They look at this act, they wouldn't view this as an act of separating, they'd view this as an act of cleaning. There's a difference. The Lashon Bnei Adam to call something for cleaning as opposed to separating, that will determine whether we view this as a mice of borer or not. It's a chiddush. So he's not sure about this. He says it's b'derech efsher. So he says v'lachen efsher who mitam debiyarti drak litain b'mayim who mice of borer, to put it in water, which is the case of the Shulchan Aruch. So then that's an act of borer. Velo litin alei amayim, but to put water on it, to have it run under the sink, so then that perhaps is not a problem, because that's not called borer. People would just call that washing. They wouldn't call that separating. And then he says that would be mutter even la'achar zman. So he says that b'derech efshar. So Rav Moshe, even ignoring his last point, he still would be mekel, for sure, if it's la'alter, based on the peel. And perhaps if people would eat this as such, Rav Bnei Adam would eat this as such, so then it should be mutter, and you would also personally eat it as such. It would be mutter for even for later on. And then he has this last idea that he's not sure about, that maybe it's just mutter because it's not called borer. This is just called washing. That's the opinion of Moshe. The Rav Shlomo Zalman also has this last idea, in Ha'aron and Beis. I'll take your question in a second. If you look at Ha'aron and Beis, towards the end, he says, "O chamati mei Rav Shlomo Zalman, de asher shenikui davar min alichloch she'alav inu nikur b'shem borer ela nikui." So sometimes, if you're just like cleaning, so sometimes cleaning is called cleaning. Sometimes cleaning is called separating. You have to know when it's called separating. You have to know when it's called cleaning. We'll see that Rav Shlomo Zalman is going to have this svara in other cases as well. Yeah, you had a question about it?
So placing it in,
the way it works, if you place it in, is that the water itself causes the dirt to rise. So that's not just washing, that's a form of separating. That's actual borer. But if you just have it run under the sink water, so then that's just like you're allowed to wash, this is what Moshe says, just like you're allowed to wash your dishes, so then you're also allowed to wash fruit. It's just called cleaning.
Are you allowed to wipe it off with your hand within the water?
Wipe it off with your hand within the water? I don't think so. That would be viewed as separating. The point here is that when you wash with the sink, so then that's just called washing, just like by dishes.
Would Ramosha say that Harshinim is okay to do Gora because it's just its appeal? Is that what he, or are you saying only by Peros? He's also saying that by Harshinim?
Would he apply this by Harshinim?
Like
are you asking if he's arguing on the Shulchan
Aruch?
Yeah. I don't think he's arguing on the Shulchan Aruch.
Then why would it be awesome?
For Karshinim, why don't we have a heter here that it's appeal?
Isn't that case Muruv? Not the Karshinim case? Isn't it Muruv where it's not a klipa?
I don't know. I'm not sure what the Matthias is by Karshinim.
Karshinim
floats to the top. Right. To the top originally when it was in a mixture. Is it viewed as is it appeal or is it mixed in?
It sounds like it's farther. Isn't it like a bunch of animal food?
It is animal food, but is it on top of it or is it mixed in? I would assume it's mixed in. I assume it's mixed in. So the Shmir Shabbos also discusses this case in Gimel Chav Beis. He says that you have to distinguish between if it's Me'urav or if it's Davak al Gabe Peres. He says, Peres Yerakos Shemurevus Behem Psolos Kol Shehi Ve'in Ruben Yadam Ochlin Kazeh. So then it's Aser to put it in water. And if it's really mixed in, then it's even aser ayidei zeramayim, even if you put it under the sink, would also be aser. So he says, rather what you should do is, if it's really mixed together, so then rather, eliyachim b'yishtof as pirosa be'erev Shabbos. So he seems to not hold to this heter of when you put it under the faucet, that it's viewed as just washing, because in this case where it's really mixed together, he says you shouldn't do that. Rather, you should prepare from before Shabbos. I think some say that this would apply with regards to grapes. If you have a cluster of grapes that are together, they're really mixed together and there's dirt between the grapes itself, so then you don't view that as a peel, you view that as just dirt found within grapes together. So then ideally you should if there is dirt there, you should wash the grapes before Shabbos. But he says the second case is the case of a peel. Psalms the Vuka Bapera so Shishalaim Avako Chomarisos Mutilahasus Ilalide Hazaras Maimalehem. You should only do this before. There's a heter here. If it's on top, if it's not mixed with him, but if it's on top of the fruit, so then it seems to be that his heter is based on the fact that it's a peel. That's why you can only do it when it's close to the meal. But if it's not close to the meal, if it's for later on, so then you should not do that. In the footnote, he mentions this heter of Rosh Shlomo Zalman, that you might be able to view this not as separating, but as just washing or cleaning. But on top, he seems to be machmir, And he only has this heter of appeal. That's what the Shmir Shabbos says. Yeah.
What was the case of grapes?
If you have a cluster of grapes and they're in there like mamish together, the grapes itself, and you have dirt that's found between the grapes, so then we wouldn't view that as appeal. We view that as mixed in with the grapes.
If you can take a single grape and then it becomes like a peel, if you take the grape away and there's still dirt on it,
then it'll become like a peel, yeah.
So you can still eat it on Shabbos.
If you do each grape individually.
Yeah. Or a bunch. Maybe.
I don't know, if it's a bunch, so then it might be viewed as mixed in. Another heter that you could have is that this is only viewed as psalos mitoch ochel if you hold that we go based on what's moving, which seems to be how we pass on like. But remember, the Eglei Tal said that if we go based on what's in your hand, so whenever you wash fruit, the fruit remains in your hand, and it's the dirt that's moving. So according to the Eglei Tal, this wouldn't be a problem of psalos mitoch ochel. Anyways, this would be ochel mitoch psalos because we go based on what's in your hand. Okay. In terms of washing dishes, or sweeping the floor, or brushing your teeth, why isn't there a problem with borer whenever you wash dishes? Whenever you have dishes that are in the sink, so you have the ochel, you have the plates, and then you have the psolas, all the leftovers that remain on the plate. And whenever you sweep the floor, you're sweeping the floor, you're removing the dirt. When you're brushing your teeth, so then you're removing the psolas that's found within your teeth. So why don't we say that all these cases there's a problem with borer? So there's a long ha'ari here in Gimel Zayin, in the Shmir Shabbos, which discusses this issue. And towards the end of this ha'ara, in Gimel Zayin, This is where he quotes Shlomo Zalman, which has the same svara that we just had with regards to Reb Moshe, with regards to the putting the fruit under the sink. So then he has the same heter with regards to all these other dinim. He says with regards to these things, it's all totally bilashim b'nei adam, and people don't call this borer. People call this sweeping the floor. People call this brushing your teeth. This isn't called borer. People wouldn't view this as something which is called separating. It has a different name to it. Once it has a different name to it, so then it's not under the malacha borer. It's an interesting idea. He goes on to say in the parentheses, he gives a different svara. V'gam yesh ladin zelo shayach brera lo b'dvarim hashavim l'pachos m'b'chino m'suyemes t'shayach b'hu irvav mashen ken ba'dachas kelim min alichach shalayim. He says, is this even called a mixture to begin with? If you have what's the same thing?
The same thing is it's Torah B'losh B'nei Adam.
This point?
Yeah.
Well, it's two separate points. One is that the Tyrovis itself, B'losh B'nei Adam, is not viewed as a Tyrovis. This isn't viewed as a Tyrovis because you have the plate and then you have your leftovers that you want to get rid of. So that's not called a mixture. That's just two separate entities. That's one piled on top of another. The separate lashon, which is just the act that you're doing, the lashon b'nei adam, is not called separating. It's just an act of cleaning. When you wash dishes, are you separating or are you cleaning? You're cleaning. You're not separating. When you're sweeping the floor, are you separating or cleaning? So lashon b'nei adam is telling us that it's called cleaning, and it's not called separating. So that's why you're allowed to sweep the floor. You're allowed to clean the floor. Yeah, it's a separate issue of filling in the holes. Yeah, but I think nowadays most floors are fine. It was back in the day when they had dirt floors.
So this last far, that's a shoshat kachas far.
Is he quoting? He says kol zeh shemati mirshol mazalman. This last far he has in parentheses. I'm not exactly sure.
So with the plates, that's not an arvus. That makes sense if it was dovek to it. I mean, let's say you had like juices that like dried onto the plate and now it's like, stuck on. It's mamish stuck
onto the plate?
Yeah, but you're saying like if you have like a piece of salad, you want to clean off the plate, take off a piece of salad.
Something which is mamish stuck onto it, so then maybe it's viewed as a mixture. Perhaps it is viewed as a mixture. You have the other heter of Shlomo Zalman. Perhaps that would be. I can still say why that's. Not, I can see why that wouldn't be a mixture. That's just one on top of another. It happens to be that it's stuck, but it's still you have that liquid which is on top of the plate. So everyone sees clearly that you have a plate here, and then you have the liquid. So perhaps it's not a mixture, but I hear why it could be a mixture. And you have the other heter anyways. Okay, so that's in terms of washing dishes and floors. Let's discuss now, the last issue that we're going to discuss is filters and drains. So let's first discuss filters. The Chazon Ish, in terms of just like filtering, let's say orange juice with pulp, like you might filter orange juice, or any drink that you have. So the Chazon Ish in Siman and Gimel, the Ramasal of Im, essentially says the point that we mentioned yesterday, which is that it's totally Berov B'nei Adam. He says if most people would have the orange juice as is, prior to filtering, or whatever drink you're having, so then you're allowed to filter it. But this is also as long as you personally would also drink it as such. But if you're such a person that you wouldn't drink it, even though Rav B'nei Adam would drink it, so then it would be Aser. That's what the Chazon Ish says. This is also asked to Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has the same answer. He says, "Ha'im motu l'sanin chatichos katanos shetapuach zav min amitz, gam garinim ketanim l'sanin b'sodar." Are you allowed to filter? He says, "Yizeh yesh lahadur k'she'inu istanis misafik shal prima gadim." He quotes the Safik of the Prima Gadim. This is what we saw in the Bir Halacha yesterday. Bir Halacha has a suffix of, let's say, you're an istanis, you're somebody who doesn't want it, even though Rav B'nei Adam would have it. So he quotes the suffix. So Moshe says that if you're an istanis, then it'll be aser. But if you're not an istanis, and you would drink it as such, so then you're also allowed to filter it. It's just better for you. You would drink it as such. But it's just better for you to filter, so then it's allowed. I just want to point out, Rav Yashiv said, we said this yesterday also, but Rav Yashiv holds that what defines somebody as an istinus versus not an istinus. It's not just like if you had two different cartons in front of you and you pick the one that doesn't have pulp over the one that does have pulp. No, that's not an istinus. The point is you're only viewed as an istinus if this is the only thing that you have in front of you and you still wouldn't drink it, so then you're an istinus. So if you go so far as to say that you still wouldn't drink it if that's the only drink that's in front of you, so then you're an istinus. But otherwise, if it's just about picking and choosing different drinks that are at the table, so then you're not viewed as an istinus. So if it's better for you, you would drink it with the pulp, but it's better for you without the pulp, so then you would be allowed to filter. It's similar, the same thing is true with regards to tap water. We'll get to the bugs in a few minutes. But without any of the, without the bug shallow, you don't like to drink tap water. But you would drink it if that's the only thing you had. So to filter that, so then that also would be allowed. The Shmir Shabbos in Ha'ara Kuf Samech Vav, in Gimel Ha'ara Kuf Samech Vav, discusses whether it's mutter for somebody who they would drink it as such. They filter for somebody who would not. So I would filter it, but I know that this other person, they would never drink the orange juice with the pulp. So am I allowed to filter for them? So he quotes a machlokas here. Linen yishar l'shosa b'li sinon l'san b'shabas b'shil acher she'ina shosa b'li sinon. So he quotes the Maharam Shik, who's known to Lahakel, and then the Bir Lacha is known to be Machmer. So it's a Machlokas. The Machlokas between the Maharam Shik and the Bir Lacha, if one would be Mekel in such a case. And again, all these halachas are found in the Shmir Shabbos and Gimel Nun Gimel through Nun Dalet. He says over basically what we've been saying until now, that it's all Tali V'das Rov B'nei Adam. That's in terms of filtering. So finally, the last thing I want to discuss is the issue of the bugs in the water. I don't want to discuss whether we're Machmir or Mikkel for that. That itself is Machlokas, whether one has to be Machmir for the bugs that are found in the water. But assuming that you are Machmir, so then is one allowed to use a filter for their water, for their tap water on Shabbos? So Rav Shechter, who's Machmir, in general, for the bugs in the water, he's Mekel to use a filter on Shabbos. He would be allowed to use a filter on Shabbos, and he has four tzadim to be Mekel to use a filter on Shabbos. And then we'll see a fifth heter of the Chazon Ish. The first one he says that is that it's a Safek Dedina. And he says that we're only being Choshesh. It's a Chomer Balma. So since we're only being Choshesh, this isn't Maker Adin, he says. It's a Safek, so that's one tzad to be Mekel.
What's the
subject?
The bugs?
Something as to whether one has to be machmir for the bugs. He says it's a chumra. It's not maker at din. That's what he uses as one of his tzadim. The second thing he says, the second tzad is also a tzad that's found in the Chazon Ish, which is that it's not clear whether in every single time you get a cup of water from the tap water, that there's a bug within that particular cup. You have to be machmir in general, because if you drink a lot of it, so then there'll be a bug. You might find a bug in there. But for that specific cup, is there a bug in there? So that's not clear whether there's a bug in every single cup. Therefore, that's another tzad l'kula. L'chora that is an issue of a suffik p'sik reisha l'sha'avar. Anybody heard of a suffik p'sik reisha l'sha'avar? I don't know if it's a psikresha, but the case is you don't know the facts. It's not known to you. The facts are in existence. You don't know if there's a bug in that particular cup of water that you just took from the tap water. So that itself is a discussion. But that's a tzad l'kula. The third tzad that he has to be mekel is based on the chayadim. So we pointed out in the past that there's a machlokas whether there's borer with regards to the halachic borer. Whether we could view something as psoles, if halacha tells me to view it as psoles, but I don't care, I would use it. I would use it as is. But halacha tells me I can't use it. Okay, some of the cases we brought down was the case of the matzah, that if you have a mixture of shalim matzos and broken matzahs, so halacha tells me right now I have to use the shalim matzah. So does that mean that the broken matzahs are viewed as psoles? Or that no, that I don't care, but without halacha I wouldn't care whether I have the broken pieces or not. So it's not viewed as psalah. So the chai adam was meko with regard to that. And so too over here, you would drink this water, even if there are bugs in the water, you would still drink it. It's just halacha is telling you that you shouldn't drink it. So this is another tzad l'kula, because the chai adam is meko, that this isn't even viewed as psalah. Who's he?
The Chayal.
He's, I think, dealing with a different case. The Shmir Shabbos brought down that case.
Because how is Shalim Matzah? Isn't Shalim Matzah and broken Matzah not a part of the original Ramah that we saw in some Gimel? But they're just different sizes, like by the Dagim.
By the Dagim.
He said if you have the same medium of Dagim, you can take the bigger one and the smaller one.
No, but here, yeah, here. I guess you'd say it's also different mitzvahs. Especially if you go based on halachic borer, yeah, it's assuming that
it's
a different.
Yeah, sort of
and halacha is telling us that this is a group of different. So it's not just about big and small. It's that shalim is fundamentally different than a broken piece.
But he has to come onto halachic borer to ask the shaila, which he doesn't hold up because he doesn't hold the halachic borer.
The fourth tzad that he has is also found in the Minchas Yitzchak, which is an interesting idea here, which he says that if you're not turning on the filter, I mean, it depends on the type of filter that you have for the tap water, but there's some filters with regard to the tap water that it's always on. You're not actively doing anything to turn it on. It's always on. So the Minchas Yitzchak says that's not viewed as filtering, because it's always on. It's like that 24/7 throughout. You're not even placing anything there. You're not actively doing anything. You're just turning on the faucet. Memela, because of what you placed there 5 years ago, this filtering system that you placed there 5 years ago, it's going to filter through. So then that's not called you causing it. You're not actively being involved in the filtering process. It just happens memela, so that's not viewed. That's not he doesn't call that borer, because that was created beforehand. Yeah.
Does Rav Schechter require all four of these? Because the fourth one, like, I think, would not apply to a lot of people. I have a filter.
Okay, you have to open and close. I also have that. Yeah.
And also, like a Brita, like you pouring it in, is probably the definition.
Yeah.
Like,
so I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I think he is making even that up, but I'm not 100% sure. Finally,
I think I asked about a Brita. I think he said it was fine.
He said it was fine. Okay, yeah. Fine. So I thought it was make also. Yeah.
If you have like multiple spouses,
they have multiple spouts within the sink?
Yeah, like one sink, one general spout for the sink, and then they'll have like a smaller spout for the filtered water.
Oh, really? Misvara. I would see being make on that also, because when you turn it on, it's not like you're not being actively involved in the filter. You're just turning on the faucet.
It's always on also.
It's always on.
And you have all the other reasons.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you have all the other reasons also, but even within that reason alone, I'd see that you're not causing the filter, you're turning on the water. It happens to be that you chose that one as opposed to the other one. You personally, the act that you're doing is just turning on the water.
So you don't need the extra. Like
correct. What? You are filtering water, but the point is that we're not viewing your act as an act of filtering. We're viewing your act as an act of turning on the water. That's what you're doing. It's not like you didn't place the filter there. You weren't at this time. You didn't place the filter there. It was there for years. So the act of turning on the water is an act of just turning on water. We don't view that as an act of filtering. The Chazon Ish in Divrei Maskil V'Le'inyan has an interesting chap. It's implicit in his lashon. He's discussing what happens if you have bugs. The zvuvim, you clearly see these bugs in the water, and you're trying to filter out that water. So first he says that you can be mako because the only thing he discusses this, it's the shitaso, that the only issue with regards to the bugs is the water within the bugs itself. So he says perhaps the water within the bugs remain in the sink, they don't even come out. So he says even if it does come out, there are ways to be mekel. And so he has this way to be mekel, where essentially what he says is that you should turn on the sink, and whatever you need, put your cup of water in there, leave that cup in, move the cup, and then you could, and then whatever, and then the water could come out, and then you could close the sink. As long as everything's together at the time that you have the cup there, so then it's fine. You got the matzias? You turn on the water, you have your cup there. So the bug is somewhere in the filtered area of the sink.
You put the cup under first, then you turn the water on.
It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference what you do first. Okay. You have the cup under there. You take the cup out before you turn off the sink. That's the Iker point. You have to take the cup out before you turn off the sink. So if you take the cup out before you turn off the sink, so then everything's fine. Why does he say everything's fine? Because at the time that the cup's there, as the sink is on, so then we view this as all as, it's, he doesn't say this, but he just says it's mutter. So this is as far as that's suggested. That as long as the cup's there, so then it's viewed as all one mixture. There's a continuous flow coming from the sink, and it's continuing. So this is all viewed as just all one entity. Whatever's in the cup, going all the way up to what's inside the sink, that's all viewed as one entity. Happens to be the Chazon Ish has a similar svar with regard to the Kli Rishon. He views that cup, if you put this under an urn, that initial cup is viewed as a Kli Rishon because it's viewed as one, as a continuation of the urn. So,
what do you mean it's one entity?
It's viewed as one mixture. It's all one tyrovis. Because as long as the flow is continuing from the sink, so whatever's in your cup is a one big mixture between what's in the sink and what's flowing into the cup.
Right.
So when your cup is in there, so even if you have a bug that's in the sink, but it's viewed as one flow and viewed as one mixture, so then that would be fine because it's viewed as one mixture. You haven't separated any mixture. It's all viewed as one mixture. The moment you move the cup, turn what off?
Turn the faucet off.
Right away?
Yeah. It was one mixture before it.
So I think he's saying that the act of turning it off would just separate the two. So I think perhaps that's where he's coming from.
But when you take away the cup, it's also
separated. Yeah.
It's
not, is that... No, but there's still...
Is that what you read? You read it differently.
How'd you read it?
You read that... Right, he said it could be that
you're
the
talking
bug...
about the very last few lines.
Yeah, it could be that the bug will stay in the filter.
Yeah.
Right? He says, and even if you want to say that it will come out...
The bug?
The water. Bug.
The water around the bug, yeah.
Even if you want to say the water did leave the bug, there's another hector that if you move the cup first, we'll just say that the water fell out after you moved the cup.
Yeah, that's how.
In which case.
Oh, that's what you're saying?
That's what
and therefore, if you, the bore happened, the water that you're not drinking, yeah. The water that came down.
Give me one second.
It went li'ibud, so it
wasn't. Then he's the Kanish, what you said about Barza, Ashi Yasser, Akos Mitachas Barza, Vahamayim Yiplu li'ibud.
When I'm doing it for myself, but if it just happens,
right. and we'll, he doesn't say that. We'll assume that the water within that it fell.
Didn't he say even intimtiluma?
Yeah, but why we're assuming that amount of water came
chiddush.
after the cup.
It's already a big chiddush that we're going to say that the water is not going to come out of the bug. Okay, so he says, if you think that's dochak,
it came out after you. After you,
then we'll
assume that it came after after you took a cup away.
Yeah,
that's like the last like three lines there. El kol shehokem even near the lab bar who cloud.
I know. So I was thinking that after you move the cup, which is viewed as all one mixture, so now you should have a problem. Okay, perhaps what you're saying is right. Okay, ignore what I'm saying. Let's assume that it's what you're saying.
Isn't that the
intimacy? Okay, let's just chazer this for a second, and then...
What's the chazer you say is the main point of the bug? There's water in the bug.
He's Miko, because he says that the only water that we're concerned about is the tyrovis within the bug itself, because he holds that bugs within water is not a tyrovis. It's just the bugs within... You missed that shit. It's just the water within the bug itself. So he says the water within the bug, perhaps that doesn't come out, and even if it doesn't come out, so apparently what he's saying is that if you leave the water running after you have the cup in there, so then it's not to say that that water is going to come out after you remove the cup. So you don't even want it anyways. So if you don't want it, so then that's not even viewed as ochel mitoch psolas. That amount. That you don't want. It's lo nichalei. Anyway, so that's what the Chazon Ish says. Finally, just to end, I just wanted to discuss this because Daniel mentioned this. The Chazon Ish, if you look at the next Chazon Ish in Divrei Maskal Min HaAmar, so he seems to be saying that if that Divrei Maskal, no, Divrei Maskal Va'af, Va'afilu. It's Divrei Maskal Va'afilu. That the Chazon Ish says that if you have a filter where a lot of dust got caught up within the filter, and so your water right now is clean, like in your tap water. The water is clean. It's just with where by the area of where it gets filtered, because it's been going on for years, there's a cluster of dirt. So if you turn on the water is clear. He says it's mutter to have the water go through that. Even though it's going to mix with that dirt and that sand, it's still mutter, because originally it was water, it was clear water, and in the end it's going to go through, it's clear water. And he brings a raya based on Kuflam Tesam Beis.
What would be the problem?
At the point in time where it's right by the filter, it mixes with the sand and the dirt. The dirt is clumped together right by the area of the filter.
What's the problem with mixing with the sand?
Well, then it turns into a mixture, and now you're filtering the water from the mixture.
Because now I know it's a vada. It was a vada mixture.
It was a vada
before
mixture.
Before it was like, maybe it's a mixture.
Or it was tzala. You know for sure that it was clear water. Even in case where you know...
Because there might have been a bug.
No, he's not even discussing, he's not discussing the bug issue. It's tzala. It's clear. There's no problem with the water. At the time that it goes through the filter, so then it has clumped together. Mm-hmm. He says it's mutter, because it originally was water, and then it turns out to be water. Mm-hmm. And he brings a raya from the Mishnah, which says that you're allowed to have water go through mishmeres, which is like pieces of dirt, things that you don't want, for the purpose of just having the mishmeres not clumped together. The reason why you're having the water go through is so that the mishmeres doesn't clump together. And he says that's allowed, and that's also filtering the water, because originally it was water, it ends up being water, and you're just moving the mishmeres around. So the question is, how is this any different than a coffee filter? That's what Daniel asked. How is this different from a coffee filter? By a coffee filter, also your classic coffee filter is you pour water through, you have the grinds just sit there, and the water it rests with the grinds, the coffee grinds, and then it goes straight through. So maybe we should say that it'll be mutter to, as long as you do it, if you hold it, it'll be mutter to use a coffee filter on Shabbos. So perhaps you could be machalik as follows. That in the case of the Chazon Ish, that's a case where you don't want the water to mix with the sand. That's not your goal here. It happens to be that there's dirt and sand there, and you just want the water to go straight through. So that's not something you want. You'd rather have the sand not be there. By the coffee filter, you specifically want this mixture to occur. You want the water to mix with the coffee. So that we'll call a taroves. But something which you don't want that to be taroves. You just want the water to go straight through, and there happens to be sand there, and the end result will be the same as the way it was originally. So then that we won't call that a taroves. But with the coffee grinder, we'll call that a taroves. That is a mixture. You specifically want those two things to be together. So in such a case, perhaps we'll be machmer with regards to the coffee filter. Okay, tomorrow will be the last year on board.